Key national targets around Indigenous employment were not on track in the most recent Closing the Gap report. Overall, Indigenous employment rates have gone backwards in the last 10 years. But it's a different story looking at female-only data. That shows that more Indigenous women than ever are getting jobs, with many rising to the top of their profession. Isabella Higgins has been taking a look.
I sent you a couple of emails. Make sure you get that access and use agreement for the client in.
Terry Jenke is a proud Meriam and Wuthithi woman who owns a successful law firm in Sydney.
It was about 18 years ago now that I decided to set up my own law practice, which was pretty crazy at the time because I had absolutely no intention when I started law school of ever being in business. And so when I got to the point where I thought, what am I going to do with my life? It became, well, you can be a lawyer to give Indigenous people rights.
Her practice now has over 10 employees, most of them women. But she says when she was starting out, there were few Indigenous women pursuing a similar path.
There wasn't really any models to follow. It was really hard. I just set up an office in Redfern and I had one good client and I just worked really hard. But I just really believed that I had a message, I had a piece of the story that I was bringing to Indigenous social justice.
In the last 10 years, Indigenous female participation in the labour market has jumped from about 51% to about 54%. The cohort's employment rate is still lagging behind Indigenous men, but the gap is narrowing.
And what I love is seeing there's a growth of Indigenous business, but there's so many Indigenous women, young women are getting opportunities in business, and I just get so much pride seeing the next generation come up. You know, they've got all the ideas and we want to help them. We want to help them achieve.
The government-run body Indigenous Business Australia has seen strong growth in the number of startups run by women. Executive Director Kia Dowell says more than a third of the participants in a business support program are women.
Women, particularly our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, have been marginalised from economic participation, you know, at least for the next kind of 10 years, that there's this unique window of opportunity to really tap into the current level of leadership that we're seeing.
Overall, the Indigenous employment rate still lags significantly behind the rest of the population. While the situation is improving for women, for men, the employment rate's been dropping in the last decade. There's also been little progress on the Closing the Gap target to halve the disparity in employment outcomes for Indigenous people. Rod Little from the National Congress of Australia's First People says the government needs to create an employment action plan.
Racism, discrimination, those are sort of the boundaries, so if we begin to address some of those and building their confidence on and enhancing their capacity to take on jobs, stay in jobs, provide for the families, there's a lot of work to be done.
Rod Little from the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, Isabella Higgins, our reporter.